So let's start by just closing our eyes. And you probably noticed how with the eyes closed, you just become more aware of sounds around you, sensations in the body, thoughts that may be going through your mind, feelings that are there. We're just noticing what is, without any particular focus, not looking for anything in particular. But just as we close our eyes, we just become more aware of our internal world. And as before, just notice the various sensations in the body connected with where you're making contact with the world. Maybe a sense of pressure in some parts of your body, pressure against the seat of the chair or the cushion, your feet against the floor. The back of the chair. Noticing the sensations in your hands, whatever they might be touching, whether they're touching each other or touching some part of your body or clothing. Just noticing the sensations that are there. And you may notice the touch of your clothes against the skin. You may notice other sensations, sensations in your face, other parts of your body. Not paying any of them any particular attention, but just becoming more aware of sensations which are already there, but which we don't normally notice. And becoming aware of the breath. We don't have to do anything to be breathing. It's just happening automatically. We can just allow the experience in. Just noticing any sensations there may be that are connected with the breath. Not trying to change it and not trying to focus on it either. But just a simple, innocent awareness of the body gently breathing. And from time to time, you may realize you've drifted off on some thought or other. It's completely normal. It happens to everyone. It's the nature of the mind to think. So don't feel you've failed or try to stop it happening. But when you notice you've wandered off onto some thought, we're just gently coming back to the experience in the present moment. And the easiest way is just coming back to the experience of the breath. Without any effort, without any attempt to focus the attention there, but just noticing the gentle sensations of breathing. And notice if there's any tension anywhere in your body, any slight physical discomfort, anything like that. There's no need to go looking for it, but just inquiring whether there is or not will often just bring something to your attention. Is there pressure there, a sense of tightness or soreness? Is it cold, hot, sharp, numb? There's no right or wrong, it is what it is. We're just noticing how it actually feels. How far does it reach? Is it in one place or does it spread out? Are there different aspects to it? Just get to know the sensations as if you were experiencing them for the first time. In fact, this may well be the first time that you fully experience them. And just stay being curious. Ah, now it's like this, now it's like that. And as you do this, you'll sometimes find muscles spontaneously relaxing, releasing, letting go. Sometimes even the tension may completely disappear. By giving our full attention to the sensation, we are giving it what it wants. And the body's own natural wisdom begins to take over. And if there's no tension, that's absolutely fine. We're not trying to create tension or looking for it. But this is just a practice we can do whenever we notice there is any discomfort like this. Otherwise, the practice is just coming back to the breath whenever we realize we've wandered off on some thought. Just letting our attention rest on the gentle sensations of breathing. Know where we're trying to get to. Nothing we're trying to make happen. And nothing we're trying to stop happening. We're not trying to achieve anything or any particular state of consciousness. We're just accepting our experience in the moment as it is. And when we wander off, just gently bringing our attention back to our experience in the moment. just coming back to the experience of sitting here, back to the experience of the body, just gently breathing. And from time to time, just check whether any slight tension may have crept in without you realizing it. And if you do notice any faint tension, or some other tightness or constriction calling your attention, if you become aware of anything like that, just open to it as easily as you did before. Just be interested in it, how it feels. Not trying to get rid of it. Not trying to change it. Just allowing yourself to experience it as it is. It's part of the present. It's part of what's there. And by letting it in, rather than pushing it away, we can just sink back into a more relaxed state of consciousness. Just coming back to our experience in the body, just as it is, without any judgment or any resistance. and now begin to gently come out of the meditation. As before, don't rush. You may just want to flex your fingers or toes. You may find the breathing naturally begins to deepen a little. And when you feel ready, you can just very slowly and gently open the eyes and begin to take in more of your surroundings again. And as always, don't rush to get up. It's often good to just sit for a minute or two and just to savour the benefits of the meditation. And these skills that we're practicing in meditation can be equally valuable in daily life. So any time during the day that you notice some discomfort or tension in the body, instead of resisting it or pushing it away to the back of the mind, try just doing the opposite. Try just opening to it, allowing it in, exploring the sensations, getting to know how they actually feel, and then just letting them be there. And then notice what happens as you do. You might find some quite interesting shifts begin to happen.